My precious heart-dwelling family, the Lord began a message, and forgive me because I didn't get it up in time. He wanted you to have this today, and I felt that I needed to wait on it just a wee bit, but he corrected me, so here it is. Jesus began, prayers and petitions are going up from all over this nation. They will not be in vain. My Father's heart has softened toward you who have broken the flask of your hearts and anointed this country with your tears. My Father has compassion on you because of your brokenness, and he will remember your sins no more. You have given the widow's mite down to the last tear, and heaven is in awe of the generosity of hearts that have heeded the call to brokenness and travail. History is not written with a pen and paper, but the sighs and pleadings of a people in distress are the ones that write the history. Do not say to me that this has happened too quickly. That's what I was thinking. The Lord was correcting me there. Because you only put the message up yesterday. Rather, understand, my heart's cry for intercession has been rapidly received and met with travail all over the nation. Many know of this situation and have been breaking their hearts over it for days. But more was needed, and now you face a possibility of deliverance that was not favorable before. Jesus continued, Claire, I have an army of intercessors who live only to pray. It is their joy and their response to my every need, and it's immediate. Can you imagine such as these? Oh yes, they are handpicked, little and despised by the world. What little is known of them? But all of heaven knows them on familiar terms. On earth, this cloud of souls, so very sensitive to the movement of my heart. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled, and blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be consoled. Not with the consolations of this earth, but rather with the consolations of heaven, which blossom in hearts and give off a continual fragrance to them and all of heaven. You are not out of the woods yet, but things have taken an interesting turn, and Providence is working to the advantage of the hearts of true Americans. How blessed are those who have mourned and repented for the sins of this nation. How great your reward is in heaven. Now I would ask you to put this out with the stipulation that they continue in this kind of prayer, and I will bless them with marvelous news. Look on, you scoffers, and be amazed. The prayers of the righteous will be heard, and my Father will not turn his back on them. That which you feared shall come upon you, but my name shall be exalted among the nations. They will cry out, how great is their God! Surely there is a God in heaven who hears the prayers of his people. Why are we wasting our time among these idolaters? Let us bring offerings and become his people as well. That's a beautiful word of encouragement to your heart dwellers, so I'm going to get it up right away. The Lord bless you all. And those of you who have broken the flasks of your heart with tears for this nation, you are surely a blessed people. You cannot outgive the Lord, and what he has waiting for you in heaven is beyond description. Amen.